Hello and welcome to The Inside Dish, where we explore the culinary arts in and around the greater Lehigh Valley. I'm Shane McGee, your host this week for our gastronomic tour of our region's amazing food and entertainment scene. I'm here with Shelley Salick, who is the owner of Joe's Tavern, located at 12 West Broad Street on the north side of Bethlehem. Shelley, welcome to The Inside Dish.
Thanks, Shane. Thank you for having me. It's so exciting to be here today.
It is great to see you. So Shelley, why don't we start with the history of Joe's Tavern, right? There's a lot of places, I think, that are referred to as neighborhood family bars, but Joe's Tavern truly has been a family establishment from the start.
Yeah, we have, people will come in and they'll say, I love your bar. And I'm like, well, it's really not my bar. It's, you know, my grandfather's bar. He started this tavern back in 1960. So we have spent the greater part of this year celebrating our 65th anniversary, which was so exciting for us to be opening these doors for that long period of time. And then, of course, you know, shortly after my grandfather established Joe's and opened it, my dad left the Air Force. He had done his time there and came out. And it is the one and only job that man has ever had was running Joe's Tavern. So it has been a family business from day one. It's a few years older than I am, I will say. And so every single person that was involved in our family had some part in making Joe's what it is today. So it's there because it has a great legacy, and we hope to continue that.
So when people ask, Who is Joe, right? That was your grandfather.
Joe was my grandfather, yeah. And, you know, I could probably go on for 3 days about Joe, but and tell you exactly, I know exactly how this business started, what the circumstances were that led to it. And it is fundamentally some of the most inspiring things, I think, that any young business person would ever want to hear as to how that came about.
So when, you know, My wife and I go to Joe's often, so I don't often look at your social media, your website, because I'm very familiar with it. But I looked at the website getting ready for this program, and one of the descriptions there says that you're serving the community one generation and one conversation at a time, right? Yeah. Which I think is perfect as a description for Joe's. So over those three generations, right, your grandfather, your dad, and yourself, are there a couple things that have, you know, you've seen change, right? That's a long time, 65 years.
I can't tell you. I think, you know, we wouldn't have our doors open today if we hadn't morphed and, you know, really changed along with all the circumstances that changed around us. You know, I sometimes feel that Joe's is there watching and being vigilant on the rest of the town to make sure things are going right. But starting from when my grandfather opened the doors till, you know, very early on in Joe's in the early 70s, I mean, we literally out the front of our window watched the town crumble and be plowed to the ground with a failed experiment that Bethlehem had at that time in creating the downtown district as that mall. And, you know, so we've been through those ebbs and flows, and we understand the many different changes that a city takes. And, you know, I'm so fortunate that both my grandparents and then my parents, I think, took them as challenges and opportunities to say, you know, so who are we and what do we want to be, and have never during that whole process lost sight of the customer. Not once did they ever lose sight. So it's really paying attention to what can we do in this town and who are we and who do we want to be versus say, well, the town has changed directions, we're leaving. We never felt that we were going to leave.
So you've always been at the same physical location. And I don't think people realize Broad Street over multiple periods of time was pedestrian only, mm-hmm. vehicle and pedestrian, and then back, right?
So that's now correct. That is absolutely correct.
We're back to vehicle and pedestrian, but I've also heard some rumors that they're thinking about pedestrian only again.
Well, you know, I don't know. I can't say for certain, but I can tell you through the many machinations that we have gone through in terms of how we get our customers in that door, it's, I'm sure, you know, whatever the decisions are made, but we were part of a downtown district. We are the only longstanding, family-owned and operated, continuous business in downtown Bethlehem. Hotel Bethlehem has been there forever, but they've changed hands many different times. The Sun Inn has been the same way. We're there 65 years. There's nobody on Broad Street that has been there as long as we have who has operated under the same family structure as we have. So we've held on to that. During those days when that street was being plowed, I clearly remember as a young girl, the front access, which is really at that point, at one point, our only access, we had no access to. There was construction going on most of the day. Iron workers would come in for lunch. But they would lay, you know, 2x4 boards out in front of the business for people to get in there.
To walk over. Yeah.
This went on for years, literally years. And somehow it didn't discourage my grandfather and my dad. And then it happened again. So we've watched the changes of this city morph into something, you know, something else and something different. And it's all good. It's all good for us. But, you know, at some point we want to sit back and say, what are we going to be when we grow up?
So I think the other thing that really makes a place, a neighborhood, and a family place is the staff, the consistency of staff.
Oh.
Right? And I've seen that over the past 20 years. And maybe talk a little bit about the staff situation for you.
Yeah. And you know, I truly believe that it comes from being owned and operated as a family operation. My sister, Jackie, has held a critical piece of Joe's Tavern for many years. She worked with my father alongside him and my mother for many, many years. It was always a family operation. I had always worked there straight through college, straight through my corporate career. You run have a family business, you never get out. So I think anybody that we ever hired, we really embraced them as part of our family. We made sure that they were a perfect fit for us. And, you know, a lot of times people say, well, what are you looking for? And we're like, we really don't know. We want to make sure you bring something to the table that, you know, no one else has. You have a unique skill. You are likable. And more than anything, you understand hospitality and what hospitality is all about. Without that, you just become another employee. And we're pretty good at weeding that out.
The one thing I'll say from my experience is it is one of the nicest staffs, just nice people that I have seen that we frequent. And that's one of the main reasons we frequent it.
Yeah. I thank you. And I thank you on behalf of them. They are, I tell them all the time, they are the finest and the best in the business. There is no doubt. One thing I've never done is I've never pushed them out there and, you know, use them or their identity as part of our marketing or to say, this person's working or that person's working. You know, they have lives. They work hard. We try not to overwork anybody with the exception of certain times of the year. But for the most part, they are a critical piece of it. And anytime I walk out of there, I know whoever is there will act as an owner like I do.
Right.
They understand. And we talk to them about that all the time. And so I trust them implicitly. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Okay, let's move on to food and drinks, which is what a lot of people are going to Joe's for.
Yeah.
So could you just give us an overview of the menu and the drink selection?
Sure. Let me just go back a little bit. Back in the day when it was easy, how my dad used to say, oh, it was easy. We were a shot in a beer place. And we had one beer on tap. It was Neuweiler. Then we had Schaefer on tap. And then we had Schmitz on tap. There was no craft beers. There was a little bit of variety in bottled beer, and those bottles were packaged up and returned back. So it was an easy business. So we learned at a very young age that people were typically not coming in for our selection. They were coming in for our conversation. They were coming in, and my grandfather used to always say to my sister and I, girls, people can drink at home. They can buy a bottle of booze. They can get a case of beer and drink at home. They're coming in to see us and to have a conversation. So we felt privileged by that. We felt part of their world. And so over the years, that has changed a bit. I mean, so we needed to expand our plethora as the craft beers and the microbreweries came into play and people were experimenting with new ideas of what else is there out there. And so, you know, we went from having probably 10 bottles of booze, liquor on the back of the bar to probably having 70 now. So we realized not everybody drinks the same vodka or the same level of vodka. Some people want a bar level, some people want a better. We do not buy any of the swell stuff or anything that is generic. We are right off of a label. So understand that when you're getting a whiskey or a vodka, you're getting a pretty darn good name at the lowest level. But you can get the good stuff, too, if you want. So really exposing ourselves to the higher ends of the alcohol and the more creative and hard-to-find craft beers is part of our shtick right now. It's part of our who we are. We work really hard to make sure that you can at least come to Joe's and experiment. So if you're saying, you know, I am a I'm a Belgian drinker or a Marzahn drinker or a IPA drinker, but sometimes I don't want to go invest in four cans of that to only find out I only marginally like it.
Yep.
You know, we will stock some stuff that is really hard to find and a little pricey, but still you're getting one.
Yeah. And
if
you have
like
variety.
It, yeah. You can go and get a six pack or a case, whatever the case may be. So along with you know the beer and the alcohol, you know, we've expanded, of course, tremendously. When it comes to food, I mean, we are probably at the smallest kitchen in the Lehigh Valley, but we make the most of the space we have. And we started off years ago when my grandfather opened, we had no food except for, how about this? My grandmother, well, by the way, my grandparents lived above this tavern. They're in, when they purchased, so lived
the way
above
it worked,
the tavern.
Often, right?
Yep, and they were downstairs. So my grandmother, my grandfather said, you know, Helen, we need some sort of food right around the shift when most of the steelworkers are getting off. And so she would make one meal a day, a large one. So if it was pork and sauerkraut, everybody got pork and sauerkraut with mashed potatoes and peas. If it was meatloaf, everybody got until it ran out. And so it really, it was a tremendous amount of work. If you can imagine that, 6 days a week, my grandmother was making a giant, by herself, bistro of a meal for people to push out.
So the one thing I think people might not realize, anytime I think of food for Joe's, I think of soup.
Mm.
How did soup become, I think it's one of the best soup options in the Lehigh Valley. How did that come about?
Totally by accident, or let me just say by happenstance, I'll say, because back in about 2016, my other half was working in food service, and Joe's had always made soup, don't get me wrong. But it wasn't the best soup in the world. We would go, who's got time today to make a soup? And then what ingredients do we have? There was not a lot of foresight and planning. So we would cycle on the same four or five soups over and over again. And so when I met John, he had just left corporate America. He was working in food sales. And he took a year off to decide what he wanted to do. And I said, would you help me out here and try to make a soup? He was an executive chef. He worked at some really nice places and fine places in the valley. And he agreed to make a soup for me, one. It was minestrone soup. And I'm like, that was fabulous. Next week is St. Patrick's Day. Why don't you make potato leek soup for me? And it really started from that. He hadn't, in his entire chefing career, made soup probably more than once.
Well, now he is a expert and definitely my favorite location for soup in the valley, which
you.
I always find people are surprised when I say that about Joe's.
Well, you know, here's the common thread that why it fits in Joe's so well, Shane, is because I truly believe this, that there are things that make you feel like you're home. And one of those things is a warm bowl of soup.
Yep.
Is having the best, the freshest ingredients, the top quality you can absolutely have, and variety. And I know, like on a day like yesterday, whenever it rains, I think of my mother, who would always make a big pot of soup and just make us feel better about whatever was happening in the long run. So when I pitched that to him, I go, it's really, you know, a little unconventional for a tavern or a bar to have such, you know, great soup. But when people walk through Joe's and they walk through those doors sometime, I see that sigh of relief on their face because so much has changed around them and so much has changed in the city of Bethlehem. They take a deep breath and they're like, I feel like I'm home. I feel like I've been in this place before. Happened to me yesterday. A customer came in and said, I remember when my grandfather brought me here when I was 5 or 6 years old. He goes, you know what? It looks exactly the same.
Looks and feels the same.
Yep, it looks and feels the same. So that it feels like home, And that soup is a perfect pairing for us.
Okay, so as we wrap up our discussion here, let's be sure we touch on website, social media platforms that folks could find other information about.
Our website is particularly sort of our brochure where we look at it. It has the staple information. It also has a path by which you can communicate directly to us. So there's a form in there. If you have a question, you would like to hold a private event, you have a question for the staff or an event, you can do that. Our social media through Facebook and Instagram, that's where you're going to find the most updated information.
Okay.
You know, what are specials? What are we doing this weekend? If, you know, we have a karaoke on Friday or trivia on Tuesday. So I say all the time, check our Facebook page. We update it on a regular basis. But we're not intrusive of your time. We try to be respectful of your time and say, we'll limit the reels to those who really enjoy making them.
That is perfect. That is perfect. Shelley, thank you so much for joining us here today on WDIY.
Oh, thank you for having me. This was fun.
I'm Shane McGee, and this is The Inside Dish.